From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, 7 months after he first escaped from prison.
Este es un logro de nuestro país.
Mexican Secretary of Government Miguel Osorio said this is an achievement of our country and of our institutions. It is an achievement of everyone, he says. It was without a doubt an answer of the state. Guzman was first captured in 1993, but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of the intelligence that provided by the U.S. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home. It's the second time this has happened in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley, took her away, no one so far claiming responsibility. A suspected U.S. drone strike Friday killed at least 17 Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan, happened shortly after the extremist group beheaded 7 people in the same area. Officials and residents said the violence occurred in a remote district of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Islamic State now has a new front, established a foothold in Libya from where they can move farther into Africa and on to Europe. While the Islamic State has held a presence in Libya since late 2014, they have recently solidified their control of the coastal city of Sirte. And Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters. Iraq's central government says this is a violation of their sovereignty. This is VOA News. A gum.